It's a privilege and an honor for me to be here with you tonight.
实在是我的一个特别的权利，今天晚上能够在这里。
And you may not know, but I have lots of relationship with many Chinese brothers and sisters.
你们可能不太晓得，我跟很多中国的弟兄姊妹，我们都有关系的。
And I'll take a minute to tell you how that relationship began 34 years ago.
我告诉你，34年前有这样的事情发生过。
34 years ago, right before I got married, I went on a surfing trip to South America.
34年前我坐划船的一个 tour 在南美洲。
And just before I left for that trip, I went to a Christian bookstore to look for a Christian book to read on the trip.
在我出门以前，我去找一些基督徒的书来看。
And I went into the Christian bookstore. There were many hundreds of books, and I just decided to pick one particular book.
在那个书店里面有很多书，我就挑一本。
My eyes fell on this book. It was by someone with a very strange name called Watchman Nee.
因为这个作者的名字很奇怪，叫做尼托生。
I never heard of Watchman Nee. I had no idea who he was.
我从来没有听过这个名字，我也不知道他是谁。
So I took this book with me to South America, and I began reading The Release of the Spirit.
我拿着这本书就到南美洲去旅行。这本书就是人的破碎引灵的出来。
And when I started reading that book, I didn't really even care about surfing.
当我开始读这本书的时候，我根本没意思去乘这个帆船。
The book completely changed my life.
把我的生命都改变过来。
When I got back home, I began to write some letters to the publisher of the book and to ask for more books by Watchman Nee.
当我回来以后，我就写信到出版社，希望能够得到更多尼弟兄的书。
And someone from the publishing company began to write me handwritten letters and to send me books and also to answer my questions.
然后出版社呢就用手写了一些回信，就跟我们一直通信。
One day I wrote a letter and I asked a question about baptism. And
有一次我就问关于受浸的事情。
And the person wrote back to me and said that Watchman Nee had baptized him some years before in the Shanghai River.
那个人就告诉我，很多年以前写信的人说，尼弟兄在上海给他施浸的。
And then I realized that the person that was been writing to me was Chinese and that he knew Watchman Nee.
然后我就发现，原来写信给我的人是中国人，他认识尼弟兄。
So being young and very dumb, I wrote him a letter and asked him if he would come and visit me.
我那个时候很年轻，我也很愚蠢，我就说你要不要来看看我。
And that brother was Stephen Kong.
这一位就是江守道弟兄。
So, meeting brother Stephen Kong also changed my life very much.
当我见到了江弟兄，也改变了我的一生。
But when I met brother Stephen, he was the first Chinese person I ever knew.
当我见到江弟兄的时候，是我头一位认识的中国人。
And I never dreamed back then that Chinese brothers and sisters would become such a big part of my life.
我从来没有想到。在我一生的里面，中国的弟兄姊妹在我生命里面是那么的重要。
So I'm not a stranger in the midst tonight. We're all members of the same body.
我在你们当中不是一个陌生人，因为我们都是身体上的一份。
Well, as I prayed and asked the Lord for what I should share tonight, the Lord put two words on my heart.
当我在主面前等候今天晚上要讲什么的时候，主就把两句话放在我心中。
And those two words are marriage and service.
在这里说的两个字就是婚姻与侍奉。
Now you may not think that marriage and service go together, but hopefully by the time we look in some scriptures tonight and finish, we will see what the Lord's heart is concerning these things.
那我们好像这两个字连不起来，但是当我们讲完了以后，希望你能够看到。
I think many of us have a misconception about service.
很多人对于侍奉有一些不准确的观念。
I think many of us think that when the Lord Jesus saved us, that he drafted us into an army.
我们以为主叫我们服侍的时候，他把我们拉到军队里面去。
But actually, when the Lord Jesus saved us, He began preparing us to be part of His bride.
当我们的主拯救我们的时候，他是预备我们成为他的心腹。
The Lord Jesus is not coming back for an army, He's coming for a bride.
我们的主回来不是要得个一个军队，他是要得的一个心腹。
So true service is motivated by love.
所以真正的服事是因着爱。
Now this is a something that we need to learn, and it's also something that the disciples had to learn.
这是我们今天需要学的，也是昔日门徒所要学的。
Why don't we begin by looking at Matthew chapter 14?
我们来翻开马太第十四章。
And I'll begin reading with verse 15.
我们从15节开始。
You all know this story. It's the feeding of the 5,000.
我们都熟悉这是五千人吃饱的故事。
And when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, The place is desolate, and the time is already past. So send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.
第十五节，天将晚的时候，门徒近前来说：“这是野地，时候已经过了。” 请叫众人散开，好往村子里去自己买东西吃。耶稣说：“不用他们去，你给他们吃饱。”
The last part of verse 19 says the disciples gave to the multitudes.
十九节末了又说门徒又递给众人。
This was the first time that the disciples not only saw the Lord Jesus do a miracle, but they had a part in the administration of the miracle.
这是门徒不单只是头一次看到主行神迹，而且他们也参与了这一次的侍奉。
And probably this was part of the process that was necessary for the disciples to begin to understand that they were going to be the ones who were going to administrate the Lord's work.
这就是叫他们明白在这个过程的里面，他们是要把主的工作来递出去。
I think up until this point, the disciples always thought that the Lord Jesus would do everything and they would just watch him.
Oh, 到现在为止,门徒以为就是主耶稣自己做,他们看着就可以了。
But the Lord Jesus said to them, You give them something to eat.
主说,你给他们吃吧。
And I think that the Lord Jesus is saying to many of us today, and especially to young people, You give them something to eat.
今天主特别对我们,特别对年轻人说, 你们给他们吃吧。
So many times we think this work of service is for someone else to do.
今天我们以为很多的服事,很多的工作是别人去做。
And many of us have been tricked into thinking that we're not qualified to feed one another.
很多人误解了,他说他们没有资格去供给别人吃。
But everyone who has received the Holy Spirit is qualified.
但是每一位有圣灵在他里面的人都有资格。
Also in Mark's a record of this thing, he says that the Lord Jesus commanded the people to sit down on green grass.
哦，在马可福音那里说，主叫这些人坐在青草地上。
I think there's a significance to the fact that it's green grass.
Oh, 这里特别讲到是青草地。
It reminds me of Psalm 23, where the Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures.
就想到诗篇23篇，主叫我们躺卧在青草地上。
Green is the color of life in the Bible.
青草，绿色，在圣经里面是讲到生命。
You know, a big part of service begins with resting in life.
服事与主要的部分是我们能够得到安息在生命的里面。A
big part of service is really just bringing comfort and rest to the Lord's people.
最主要的服事是把平安、把舒服带给神的百姓。So
it was necessary for the disciples to not only witness this miracle, but to actually have a part in it.
对于门徒们，他们不单只见证了这一次神迹，而且他们参与了这一次的侍奉。
Now we turn over to John chapter 20.
我们再翻到约翰福音第20章。
Now we move on in history to the time after the Lord has been resurrected.
就讲到我们的主复活之后。
And I'll start reading from verse 19.
我们从第十九节开始。
When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he said this, he breathed in them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。他们，耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
The disciples had known the Lord as a man.
门徒认识主这个人。
And now here they were shut in because they were afraid. They were in a time of testing.
哦，他们现在有一点害怕，关起门来，因为他们在试炼的当中。
I think they were in a time of discouragement and fear.
因为他们实在是充满了惧怕，充满了一些的灰心。
And that's exactly the time that the Lord Jesus came and appeared in their midst.
这正是这个时候主向他们显现。
They had already seen him as a man, but now they saw him as the risen Lord.
他们以前认识他是做人的这位主，如今他看到这位复活的主。
I think that many of us have seen the Lord in the scriptures, and we've seen the Lord in our teaching.
我们很多人在主的话里面，在主的教导里面认识主。
But sometimes I wonder how many of us have seen the Lord.
但是我不知道有多少人你们真正见到主。
And it's exactly when we're in our own time of testing and difficulty that the Lord often appears to us in a special way.
特别是当我们自己受试炼的时候，我们的主特别的这样向我们显现。
It's also significant that the Lord said,Just as the Father had sent him, that now he would send them.
主正于说他们说的说父怎样差遣了我，我也要照样差遣你们，是一句重要的话。
Now in the English Bible, it says that he breathed on them, but when I look into the original language, it says he breathed in them.
哦，因为正于说向他们吹一口气，实在是吹气。进他们里面。
Every Greek, every lexicon I looked in, it says clearly that he breathed in them.
因为所有的希腊原文都说出了他吹气进到他们里面。
I honestly think that the translators didn't understand how he could breathe in them, so they just put on.
因为这个翻译可能不明白怎么吹进去他们里面，所以就说吹了一口气在他们身上。
I think that what happened here is that the essence of divine life began to be displayed to the disciples.
因为在那一个时刻，神属灵的生命的实质向这些门徒们呈现。
I think this was one more step in their understanding.
这是叫他们能够更深的了解。
You know, the Holy Spirit is the one who does all of the sending.
圣灵是在那里做这样的差遣的工作。
In these days, many brothers and sisters are being exhorted to go into Christian service.
今天很多弟兄姊妹都给鼓励去参加基督徒的侍奉。
In fact, every time that I meet people when I travel, they always say, Oh, Brother Sonny, how long have you been in the Lord's service?
很多人看到我就是说，Sonny 弟兄啊，你服侍主服侍了多少年啊？
Ever since I got saved.
我说当我得救以后我就侍奉啊。
We're all in the Lord's service.
因为我们在主里面都是侍奉主的。
And I understand what people mean when they ask me that question.
我知道他们问我的意思是什么。
But we're all in the Lord's service because we've all received the Holy Spirit.
我们都在主的侍奉的里面, 因为我们都得到了圣灵。
And many times people kindly say, oh, Brother Sonny, you're in full-time Christian service.
有时候弟兄们看, 哦, 三年弟兄, 你是全世间侍奉神的。
And I say, aren't you in full-time Christian service?
我说你也是不是, 全时间侍奉神的呢?
If you work 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week, you're still in full-time Christian service.
所以你工作40个钟头, 60个钟头, 你仍然是全时间侍奉神的。
And we've all been, if we're sent, we can only be sent by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们给差遣的话, 我们只有圣灵来差遣我们。
You know, a lot of people try to do something for the Lord, but they haven't been sent.
很多人他们想为主做一些事情, 但是他们没有蒙差遣。
A lot of times we feel obligated to go into the Lord's service, but He hasn't sent us.
哦, 很多时候我们觉得我们有责任要去侍奉神, 但是主没有叫我们去。
And I think that the our being sent into the Lord's service is directly related to our seeing the Lord.
因为我们被主来差遣我们, 跟我们有没有看到主, 这是直接连上关系。
And I think that our bearing fruit for the Lord is directly related to our realization of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够给主结果子, 也跟我们能够领会到圣灵在我们里面直接连上关系。
This is exactly what the disciples had to learn.
这就是门徒当时所要学的。
And I think the Lord was preparing them in stages for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
为了他们能够丰满地得到圣灵, 主是一步一步地在预备他们。
Now turn over to Acts chapter 4.
我们再翻到使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4 and the first part of verse 8.
第四章第八节,
then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke.
那时彼得被圣灵充满对他们说,
and in the Greek it implies that he had recently or currently was filled with the Holy Spirit.
在原文里面说, 他那个时刻被圣灵充满。
Now, my wife was saved into a Pentecostal denomination, a charismatic denomination.
我的,
don't be frightened, she's been delivered.
你们不要害怕, 她已经蒙拯救了, 现在。
And in that particular denomination, which is full of many wonderful people, by the way,
在,
it's a privilege and an honor for me to be here with you tonight.
实在, 这是我的一个特别的权利, 今天晚上能够在这里。
And you may not know, but I have lots of relationship with many Chinese brothers and sisters.
你们可能不太晓得, 我跟很多中国的弟兄姊妹, 我们都有关系的。
And I'll take a minute to tell you how that relationship began 34 years ago.
我告诉你, 34年前有这样的事情发生过。
34 years ago, right before I got married, I went on a surfing trip to South America.
34年前我 坐划船的一个 tour 在南美洲。
And just before I left for that trip, I went to a Christian bookstore to look for a Christian book to read on the trip.
在我出门以前我去找一些基督徒的书来看。
And I went into the Christian bookstore. There were many hundreds of books, and I just decided to pick one particular book.
在那个书店里面有很多书, 我就挑了一本。
My eyes fell on this book. It was by someone with a very strange name called Watchman Nee.
因为这个作者的名字很奇怪, 叫做尼托生。
I never heard of Watchman Nee. I had no idea who he was.
我从来没有听过这个名字, 我也不知道他是谁。
So I took this book with me to South America, and I began reading The Release of the Spirit.
我拿着这本书就到南美洲去旅行。这本书就是 人的破碎引领的出来。
And when I started reading that book, I didn't really even care about surfing.
当我开始读这本书的时候, 我根本没意思去 乘这个帆船。
The book completely changed my life.
把我的生命都改变过来。
When I got back home, I began to write some letters to the publisher of the book and to ask for more books by Watchman Nee.
当我回来以后，我就写信到出版社，希望能够得到更多尼弟兄的书。
And someone from the publishing company began to write me handwritten letters and to send me books and also to answer my questions.
然后出版社呢就用手写了一些回信，就跟我们一直通信。
One day I wrote a letter and I asked a question about baptism. And
有一次我就问关于受浸的事情。
And the person wrote back to me and said that Watchman Nee had baptized him some years before in the Shanghai River.
啊，那个人就告诉我，很多年以前写信的人说，尼弟兄在上海给他施浸的。
And then I realized that the person that was been writing to me was Chinese and that he knew Watchman Nee.
哦，然后我就发现，原来写信给我的人是中国人，他认识尼弟兄。
So being young and very dumb, I wrote him a letter and asked him if he would come and visit me.
哦，我那个时候很年轻，我也很愚蠢，我就说你要不要来看看我。
And that brother was Stephen Kong.
这一位就是江守道弟兄。
So, meeting brother Stephen Kong also changed my life very much.
当我见到了江弟兄，也改变了我的一生。
But when I met brother Stephen, he was the first Chinese person I ever knew.
当我见到江弟兄的时候，是我头一位认识的中国人。
And I never dreamed back then that Chinese brothers and sisters would become such a big part of my life.
我从来没有想到。在我一生的里面，中国的弟兄姊妹在我生命里面是那么的重要。
So I'm not a stranger in the midst tonight. We're all members of the same body.
我在你们当中不是一个陌生人，因为我们都是身体上的一份。
Well, as I prayed and asked the Lord for what I should share tonight, the Lord put two words on my heart.
当我在主面前等候今天晚上要讲什么的时候，主就把两句话放在我心中。
And those two words are marriage and service.
在这里说的两个字就是婚姻与侍奉。
Now you may not think that marriage and service go together, but hopefully by the time we look in some scriptures tonight and finish, we will see what the Lord's heart is concerning these things.
那我们好像这两个字连不起来，但是当我们讲完了以后，希望你能够看到。
I think many of us have a misconception about service.
很多人对于侍奉有一些不准确的观念。
I think many of us think that when the Lord Jesus saved us, that he drafted us into an army.
我们以为主叫我们服侍的时候，他把我们拉到军队里面去。
But actually, when the Lord Jesus saved us, he began preparing us.To be part of his bride.
当我们的主拯救我们的时候，他是预备我们成为他的心腹。
The Lord Jesus is not coming back for an army; he's coming for a bride.
我们的主回来不是要得个一个军队，他是要得的一个心腹。
So true service is motivated by love.
所以真正的服侍是因着爱。
Now this is a something that we need to learn, and it's also something that the disciples had to learn.
这是我们今天需要学的，也是昔日门徒所要学的。
Why don't we begin by looking at Matthew chapter 14?
我们来翻开马太第十四章。
And I'll begin reading with verse 15.
我们从十五节开始。
You all know this story. It's the feeding of the 5,000.
我们都熟悉这是五千人吃饱的故事。
And when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desolate, and the time is already past. So send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat."
第十五节，天将晚的时候，门徒近前来说，这是野地，时候已经过了。请叫众人散开，好往村子里去，自己买东西吃。耶稣说：“不用他们去，你给他们吃饱。”
The last part of verse 19 says the disciples gave to the multitudes.
十九节末了又说门徒又递给众人。
This was the first time that the disciples not only saw the Lord Jesus do a miracle, but they had a part in the administration of the miracle.
这是门徒不单只是头一次看到主行神迹, 而且他们也参与了这一次的侍奉。
And probably this was part of the process that was necessary for the disciples to begin to understand that they were going to be the ones who were going to administrate the Lord's work.
这就是叫他们明白在这个过程的里面,他们是要把主的工作来递出去。
I think up until this point, the disciples always thought that the Lord Jesus would do everything and they would just watch him.
到现在为止,门徒以为就是主耶稣自己做,他们看着就可以了。
But the Lord Jesus said to them, you give them something to eat.
主说,你给他们吃吧。
And I think that the Lord Jesus is saying to many of us today, and especially to young people, you give them something to eat.
今天主特别对我们,特别对年轻人说,你们给他们吃吧。
So many times we think this work of service is for someone else to do.
今天我们以为很多的服事,很多的工作是别人去做。
And many of us have been tricked into thinking that we're not qualified to feed one another.
很多人误解了,他说他们没有资格去供给别人吃。
But everyone who has received the Holy Spirit is qualified.
但是每一位有圣灵在他里面的人都有资格。
Also in Mark's a record of this thing, he says that the Lord Jesus commanded the people to sit down on green grass.
在马可福音那里说,主叫这些人坐在青草地上。
I think there's a significance to the fact that it's green grass.
这里特别讲到是青草地。
It reminds me of Psalm 23, where the Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures.
就想到诗篇23篇, 主叫我们躺卧在青草地上。
Green is the color of life in the Bible.
青草,绿色,在圣经里面是讲到生命。
You know, a big part of service begins with resting in life.
服事与主要的部分是我们能够得到安息在生命的里面。A
big part of service is really just bringing comfort and rest to the Lord's people.
最主要的服事是把平安,把舒服带给神的百姓。
So it was necessary for the disciples to not only witness this miracle, but to actually have a part in it.
对于门徒们,他们不单只见证了这一次神迹,而且他们参与了这一次的侍奉。
Now we turn over to John chapter 20.
我们再翻到约翰福音第20章。
Now we move on in history to the time after the Lord has been resurrected.
这里就讲到我们的主复活之后。
And I'll start reading from verse 19.
我们从第19节开始。
When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he said this, he breathed in them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。他们 耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说：“你们受圣灵。”The
disciples had known the Lord as a man.
门徒认识主这个人。And
now here they were shut in because they were afraid. They were in a time of testing.
他们现在有一点害怕，关起门来。 因为他们在试炼的当中,
I think they were in a time of discouragement and fear.
因为他们实在是充满了惧怕, 充满了, 一些的灰心。
And that's exactly the time that the Lord Jesus came and appeared in their midst. They had already seen him as a man, but now they saw him as the risen Lord.
他们以前认识他是做人的这位主，如今他看到这位复活的主。
I think that many of us have seen the Lord in the scriptures, and we've seen the Lord in our teaching.
我们很多人在主的话里面，在主的教导里面认识主。
But sometimes I wonder how many of us have seen the Lord.
但是我不知道有多少人你们真正见到主。
And it's exactly when we're in our own time of testing and difficulty that the Lord often appears to us in a special way.
特别是当我们自己受试炼的时候, 我们的主特别的这样向我们显现。
It's also significant that the Lord said, just as the Father had sent him, that now he would send them.
主正于说他们说的说父怎样差遣了我我也要照样差遣你们是一句重要的话。
Now in the English Bible it says that he breathed on them, but when I look into the original language it says he breathed in them.
用正于说像他们吹一口气实在是吹气进他们里面。
Every Greek, every lexicon I looked in, it says clearly that he breathed in them.
因为所有的希腊原文都说出了他吹气进到他们里面。I
honestly think that the translators didn't understand how he could breathe in them, so they just put on.
因为这个翻译可能不明白怎么吹进去他们里面，所以就说吹了一口气在他们身上。
I think that what happened here is that the essence of divine life began to be displayed to the disciples.
因为在那一个时刻, 神属灵的生命的实质向这些门徒们呈现。
I think this was one more step in their understanding.
这是叫他们能够更深的了解。
You know, the Holy Spirit is the one who does all of the sending.
圣灵是在那里做这样的差遣的工作。
In these days, many brothers and sisters are being exhorted to go into Christian service.
今天很多弟兄姊妹都给鼓励去参加基督徒的侍奉。
In fact, every time that I meet people when I travel, they always say, "Oh, Brother Sonny, how long have you been in the Lord's service?"
很多人看到我就是说，Sonny弟兄啊，你服侍主服侍了多少年啊？
Ever since I got saved.
我说当我得救以后，我就侍奉了。
We're all in the Lord's service.
因为我们在主里面都是侍奉主的。
And I understand what people mean when they ask me that question.
我知道他们问我的意思是什么。But
we're all in the Lord's service because we've all received the Holy Spirit.
我们都在主的侍奉的里面，因为我们都得到了圣灵。And
many times people kindly say, "Oh, Brother Sonny, you're in full-time Christian service."
有的时候弟兄们看, "Oh, Sonny弟兄，你是全时间侍奉神的."
And I say, "Aren't you in full-time Christian service?"
我说你也是不是全时间侍奉神的呢？
If you work 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week, you're still in full-time Christian service.
虽然你工作40个钟头、60个钟头，你仍然是全时间侍奉神的。
And we've all been, if we're sent, we can only be sent by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们给差遣的话，我们只有圣灵来差遣我们。
You know, a lot of people try to do something for the Lord, but they haven't been sent.
很多人他们想为主做一些事情，但是他们没有蒙差遣。
A lot of times we feel obligated to go into the Lord's service, but He hasn't sent us.
很多时候我们觉得我们有责任要去侍奉神，但是主没有叫我们去。
And I think that the our being sent into the Lord's service is directly related to our seeing the Lord.
因为我们被主来差遣我们，跟我们有没有看到主，这是直接连上关系。
And I think that our bearing fruit for the Lord is directly related to our realization of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够给主结果子，也跟我们能够领会到是圣灵在我们里面直接连上关系。
This is exactly what the disciples had to learn.
这就是门徒当时所要学的。
And I think the Lord was preparing them in stages for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
为了他们能够丰满地得到圣灵，主是一步一步地在预备他们。
Now turn over to Acts chapter 4.
我们再翻到使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4 and the first part of verse 8.
第四章第八节,
then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke.
那时彼得被圣灵充满,
and in the Greek it implies that he had recently or currently was filled with the Holy Spirit.
对,原文里面说,
now My wife was saved into a Pentecostal denomination, a charismatic denomination.
我的,
don't be frightened, she's been delivered.
Oh, 你们不要害怕, 她已经蒙拯救了,
and in that particular denomination, which is full of many wonderful people, by the way, it's a privilege and an honor for me to be here with you tonight.
实在, 这是我的一个特别的权利，今天晚上能够在这里。
And you may not know, but I have lots of relationship with many Chinese brothers and sisters.
你们可能不太晓得，我跟很多中国的弟兄姊妹，我们都有关系的。
And I take a minute to tell you how that relationship began 34 years ago.
我告诉你，34年前有这样的事情发生过。
34 years ago, right before I got married, I went on a surfing trip to South America.
34年前我坐划船的一个 tour 在南美洲。
And just before I left for that trip, I went to a Christian bookstore to look for a Christian book to read on the trip.
在我出门以前，我去找一些基督徒的书来看。
And I went into the Christian bookstore. There were many hundreds of books, and I just decided to pick one particular book.
在那个书店里面有很多书，我就挑一本。
My eyes fell on this book. It was by someone with a very strange name called Watchman Nee.
因为这个作者的名字很奇怪，叫做尼托生。
I never heard of Watchman Nee. I had no idea who he was.
我从来没有听过这个名字，我也不知道他是谁。
So I took this book with me to South America, and I began reading The Release of the Spirit.
Oh, 我拿着这本书就到南美洲去旅行。这本书就是 人的破碎引领的出来。
And when I started reading that book, I didn't really even care about surfing.
Oh, 当我开始读这本书的时候，我根本没意思去 乘这个帆船。
The book completely changed my life.
把我的生命都改变过来。
When I got back home, I began to write some letters to the publisher of the book and to ask for more books by Watchman Nee.
当我回来以后，我就写信到出版社，希望能够得到更多尼弟兄的书。
And someone from the publishing company began to write me handwritten letters and to send me books and also to answer my questions.
然后出版社呢，就用手写了一些回信，就跟我们一直通信。
One day I wrote a letter and I asked a question about baptism. And the,
有一次我就问关于受浸的事情。
And the person wrote back to me and said that Watchman Nee had baptized him some years before in the Shanghai River.
那个人就告诉我，很多年以前写信的人说，尼弟兄在上海给他施浸的。
And then I realized that the person that was been writing to me was Chinese and that he knew Watchman Nee.
然后我就发现原来写信给我的人是中国人，他认识尼弟兄。
So being young and very dumb, I wrote him a letter and asked him if he would come and visit me.
我那个时候很年轻，我也很愚蠢，我就说你要不要来看看我。
And that brother was Stephen Kong.
这一位就是江守道弟兄。
So meeting brother Stephen Kong also changed my life very much.
当我见到了江弟兄，也改变了我的一生。
But when I met Brother Stephen, he was the first Chinese person I ever knew.
当我见到江弟兄的时候，是我头一位认识的中国人。
And I never dreamed back then that Chinese brothers and sisters would become such a big part of my life.
我从来没有想到 在我一生的里面，中国的弟兄姊妹在我生命里面是那么的重要。
So I'm not a stranger in the midst tonight. We're all members of the same body.
我在你们当中不是一个陌生人，因为我们都是身体上的一份。
Well, as I prayed and asked the Lord for what I should share tonight, the Lord put two words on my heart.
当我在主面前等候今天晚上要讲什么的时候，主就把两句话放在我心中。
And those two words are marriage and service.
在这里说的两个字就是婚姻与侍奉。
Now you may not think that marriage and service go together, but hopefully by the time we look in some scriptures tonight and finish, we will see what the Lord's heart is concerning these things.
那我们好像这两个字连不起来，但是当我们讲完了以后，希望你能够看到。
I think many of us have a misconception about service.
很多人对于侍奉有一些不准确的观念。
I think many of us think that when the Lord Jesus saved us, that He drafted us into an army.
我们以为主叫我们服侍的时候，他把我们拉到军队里面去。
But actually, when the Lord Jesus saved us, He began preparing us to be part of His bride.
当我们的主拯救我们的时候，他是预备我们成为他的心腹。
The Lord Jesus is not coming back for an army; He's coming for a bride.
我们的主回来不是要得个一个军队，他是要得的一个心腹。
So true service is motivated by love.
所以真正的服事是因着爱。
Now this is something that we need to learn, and it's also something that the disciples had to learn.
这是我们今天需要学的，也是昔日门徒所要学的。
Why don't we begin by looking at Matthew chapter 14?
我们来翻开马太第十四章。
And I'll begin reading with verse 15.
我们从15节开始。
You all know this story. It's the feeding of the 5,000.
我们都熟悉这是5,000人吃饱的故事。
And when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desolate, and the time is already past. So send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat."
第十五节，天将晚的时候，门徒进前来说：“这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开，好往村子里去自己买东西吃。”耶稣说：“不用他们去，你给他们吃饱。”The
last part of verse 19 says the disciples gave to the multitudes.
十九节末了又说门徒又递给众人。
This was the first time that the disciples not only saw the Lord Jesus do a miracle, but they had a part in the administration of the miracle.
这是门徒不单只是头一次看到主行神迹，而且他们也参与了这一次的侍奉。
And probably this was part of the process that was necessary for the disciples to begin to understand that they were going to be the ones who were going to administrate the Lord's work.
这就是叫他们明白，在这个过程的里面，他们是要把主的工作来递出去。I
think up until this point, the disciples always thought that the Lord Jesus would do everything, and they would just watch him.
到现在为止，门徒以为就是主耶稣自己做，他们看着就可以了。But
the Lord Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat."
主说：“你给他们吃吧。”And
I think that the Lord Jesus is saying, to many of us today, and especially to young people, you give them something to eat.
今天主特别对我们，特别对年轻人说，你们给他们吃吧。So
many times we think this work of service is for someone else to do.
今天我们以为很多的服事，很多的工作是别人去做。And
many of us have been tricked into thinking that we're not qualified to feed one another.
很多人误解了，他说他们不。
But everyone who has received the Holy Spirit is qualified. Also in Mark's record of this thing, he says that the Lord Jesus commanded the people to sit down on green grass.
在马可福音那里说，主叫这些人坐在青草地上。
I think there's a significance to the fact that it's green grass. It reminds me of Psalm 23, where the Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures. Green is the color of life in the Bible.
青草,绿色,
you know, a big part of service begins with resting in life.
服侍与主要的部分是我们能够得到安息在生命的里面。
A big part of service is really just bringing comfort and rest to the Lord's people.
最主要的服侍是把平安、把舒服带给神的百姓。
So it was necessary for the disciples to not only witness this miracle, but to actually have a part in it.
对于门徒们，他们不单只见证了这一次神迹，而且他们参与了这一次的侍奉。
Now we turn over to John chapter 20.
我们再翻到约翰福音第20章。
Now we move on in history to the time after the Lord has been resurrected.
这里就讲到我们的主复活之后。
And I'll start reading from verse 19.
我们从第19节开始。
When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he said this, he breathed in them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。他们 耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说过这话，就向他们吹一口气说：“你们受圣灵。”The
disciples had known the Lord as a man.
门徒认识主这个人。And
now here they were shut in because they were afraid. They were in a time of testing.
他们现在有一点害怕，关起门来。
I think they were in a time of discouragement and fear. And that's exactly the time that the Lord Jesus came and appeared in their midst. They had already seen him as a man, but now they saw him as the risen Lord.
他们以前认识他是做人的这位主，如今他看到这位复活的主。I
think that many of us have seen the Lord in the Scriptures, and we've seen the Lord in our teaching.
我们很多人在主的话里面，在主的教导里面认识主。But
sometimes I wonder how many of us have seen the Lord.
但是我不知道有多少人你们真正见到主。And
it's exactly when we're in our own time of testing and difficulty that the Lord often appears to us in a special way.
特别是当我们自己受试炼的时候，我们的主特别的这样向我们显现。It's
also significant that the Lord said, just as the Father had sent him, that now he would send them.
主这么说，他们说的说，父怎样差遣了我，我也要照样差遣你们，是一句重要的话。Now
in the English Bible it says that he breathed on them, but when I look into the original language, it says he breathed in them.
用这里说向他们吹一口气，实在是吹气进他们里面。Every
Greek, every lexicon I looked in, it says clearly that he breathed in them.
因为所有的希腊原文都说出了他吹气进到他们里面。I
honestly think that the translators didn't understand how he could breathe in them, so they just put on.
因为这个翻译可能不明白怎么吹进去他们里面，所以就说吹了一口气在他们身上。
I think that what happened here is that the essence of divine life began to be displayed to the disciples.
因为在那一个时刻，神属灵的生命的实质向这些门徒们呈现。
I think this was one more step in their understanding.
这是叫他们能够更深的了解。
You know, the Holy Spirit is the one who does all of the sending.
圣灵是在那里做这样的差遣的工作。
In these days, many brothers and sisters are being exhorted to go into Christian service.
今天很多弟兄姊妹都给鼓励去参加基督徒的侍奉。
In fact, every time that I meet people when I travel, they always say, Oh, Brother Sonny, how long have you been in the Lord's service?
很多人看到我就是说，Sonny 弟兄啊，你服侍主服侍了多少年啊？
Ever since I got saved.
我说当我得救以后我就侍奉啊。
We're all in the Lord's service.
因为我们在主里面都是侍奉主的。
And I understand what people mean when they ask me that question.
我知道他们问我的意思是什么。
But we're all in the Lord's service because we've all received the Holy Spirit.
我们都在主的侍奉的里面，因为我们都得到了圣灵。
And many times people kindly say, "Oh, Brother Sonny, you're in full-time Christian service."
有时候弟兄们看，Sonny 弟兄，你是全时间侍奉神的。
And I say, "Aren't you in full-time Christian service?"
我说你也是不是全时间侍奉神的呢？
If you work 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week, you're still in full-time Christian service.
虽然你工作四十个钟头、六十个钟头，你仍然是全时间侍奉神的。
And we've all been, if we're sent, we can only be sent by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们给差遣的话，我们只有圣灵来差遣我们。
You know, a lot of people try to do something for the Lord, but they haven't been sent.
很多人他们想为主做一些事情，但是他们没有蒙差遣。
A lot of times we feel obligated to go into the Lord's service, but He hasn't sent us.
很多时候我们觉得我们有责任要去侍奉神，但是主没有叫我们去。
And I think that the our being sent into the Lord's service is directly related to our seeing the Lord.
因为我们被主来差遣我们，跟我们有没有看到主，这是直接连上关系。
And I think that our bearing fruit for the Lord is directly related to our realization of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够给主结果子，也跟我们能够领会到圣灵在我们里面直接连上关系。
This is exactly what the disciples had to learn.
这就是门徒当时所要学的。
And I think the Lord was preparing them in stages for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
为了他们能够丰满地得到圣灵，主是一步一步地在预备他们。
Now turn over to Acts chapter 4.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》第四章。
Acts chapter 4 and the first part of verse 8.
第四章第八节。
Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke.
那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说。
And in the Greek, it implies that he had recently or currently was filled with the Holy Spirit.
在原文里面说，他那个时刻被圣灵充满。
Now, My wife was saved into a Pentecostal denomination, a charismatic denomination.
太太是在五旬节教会里面得救的。
Don't be frightened, she's been delivered.
你们不要害怕，她已经蒙拯救了，现在。
And in that particular denomination, which is full of many wonderful people, by the way, it's a privilege and an honor for me to be here with you tonight.
实在这是我的一个特别的权利，今天晚上能够在这里。
And you may not know, but I have lots of relationship with many Chinese brothers and sisters.
你们可能不太晓得，我跟很多中国的弟兄姊妹，我们都有关系的。
And I'll take a minute to tell you how that relationship began 34 years ago.
我告诉你，34年前有这样的事情发生过。
34 years ago, right before I got married,I went on a surfing trip to South America.
34年前我坐划船的一个 tour 在南美洲。
And just before I left for that trip, I went to a Christian bookstore to look for a Christian book to read on the trip.
在我出门以前, 我去找一些基督徒的书来看。
And I went into the Christian bookstore. There were many hundreds of books, and I just decided to pick one particular book.
在那个书店里面有很多书, 我就挑一本。
My eyes fell on this book. It was by someone with a very strange name called Watchman Nee.
因为这个作者的名字很奇怪, 叫做尼托生。
I never heard of Watchman Nee. I had no idea who he was.
我从来没有听过这个名字, 我也不知道他是谁。
So I took this book with me to South America, and I began reading The Release of the Spirit.
我拿着这本书就到南美洲去旅行。 这本书就是,
and when I started reading that book, I didn't really even care about surfing.
当我开始读这本书的时候, 我根本没意思去,
The book completely changed my life.
把我的生命都改变过来。
When I got back home, I began to write some letters to the publisher of the book and to ask for more books by Watchman Nee.
当我回来以后，我就写信到出版社，希望能够得到更多尼弟兄的书。
And someone from the publishing company began to write me handwritten letters and to send me books and also to answer my questions.
然后出版社呢，就用手写了一些回信，就跟我们一直通信。
One day I wrote a letter and I asked a question about baptism. And
有一次我就问关于受浸的事情。
And the person wrote back to me and said that Watchman Nee had baptized him some years before in the Shanghai River.
那个人就告诉我，很多年以前，写信的人说，尼弟兄在上海给他施浸的。And
then I realized that the person that was been writing to me was Chinese and that he knew Watchman Nee.
然后我就发现，原来写信给我的人是中国人，他认识尼弟兄。So
being young and very dumb, I wrote him a letter and asked him if he would come and visit me.
我那个时候很年轻，我也很愚蠢，我就说你要不要来看看我。
And that brother was Stephen Kong.
这一位就是江守道弟兄。
So meeting brother Stephen Kong also changed my life very much.
当我见到了江弟兄，也改变了我的一生。
But when I met brother Stephen, he was the first Chinese person I ever knew.
当我见到江弟兄的时候，是我头一位认识的中国人。
And I never dreamed back then that Chinese brothers and sisters would become such a big part of my life.
我从来没有想到，在我一生的里面，中国的弟兄姊妹在我生命里面是那么的重要。
So I'm not a stranger in the midst tonight. We're all members of the same body.
我在你们当中不是一个陌生人，因为我们都是身体上的一份。
Well, as I prayed and asked the Lord for what I should share tonight, the Lord put two words on my heart.
当我在主面前等候今天晚上要讲什么的时候，主就把两句话放在我心中。
And those two words are marriage and service.
在这里说的两个字就是婚姻与侍奉。
Now you may not think that marriage and service go together, but hopefully by the time we look in some scriptures tonight and finish, we will see what the Lord's heart is concerning these things.
那我们好像这两个字连不起来，但是当我们讲完了以后，希望你能够看到。
I think many of us have a misconception about service.
很多人对于侍奉有一些不准确的观念。
I think many of us think that when the Lord Jesus saved us, that he drafted us into an army.
我们以为主叫我们服侍的时候，他把我们拉到军队里面去。
But actually, when the Lord Jesus saved us, he began preparing us to be part of his bride.
当我们的主拯救我们的时候，他是预备我们成为他的心腹。
The Lord Jesus is not coming back for an army, he's coming for a bride.
我们的主回来不是要得个一个军队，他是要得的一个心腹。
So true service is motivated by love.
所以真正的服侍是因着爱。
Now this is something that we need to learn, and it's also something that the disciples had to learn.
这是我们今天需要学的，也是昔日门徒所要学的。
Why don't we begin by looking at Matthew chapter 14.
我们来翻开马太第十四章。
And I'll begin reading with verse 15.
我们从15节开始。
You all know this story. It's the feeding of the 5,000.
我们都熟悉这是 5,000人吃饱的故事。
And when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desolate, and the time is already past. So send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat."
第15节，天将晚的时候，门徒进前来说：“这是野地，时候已经过了。” 请叫众人散开，好往村子里去，自己买东西吃。耶稣说：“不用他们去，你给他们吃饱。”The
last part of verse 19 says the disciples gave to the multitudes.
19节末了又说门徒又递给众人。This
was the first time that the disciples not only saw the Lord Jesus do a miracle, but they had a part in the administration of the miracle.
这是门徒不单只是头一次看到主行神迹，而且他们也参与了这一次的侍奉。
And probably this was part of the process that was necessary for the disciples to begin to understand that they were going to be the ones who were going to administrate the Lord's work.
这就是叫他们明白，在这个过程的里面，他们是要把主的工作来递出去。
I think up until this point, the disciples always thought that the Lord Jesus would do everything and they would just watch him.
Oh, 到现在为止，门徒以为就是主耶稣自己做，他们看着就可以了。
But the Lord Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat."
主说，你给他们吃吧。And
I think that the Lord Jesus is saying to many of us today, and especially to young people, you give them something to eat.
今天主特别对我们，特别对年轻人说，你们给他们吃吧。So
many times we think this work of service is for someone else to do.
今天我们以为很多的服事，很多的工作是别人去做。And
many of us have been tricked into thinking that we're not qualified to feed one another.
很多人误解了，他说他们没有资格去供给别人吃。
But everyone who has received the Holy Spirit is qualified.
但是每一位有圣灵在他里面的人都有资格。
Also in Mark's a record of this thing, he says that the Lord Jesus commanded the people to sit down on green grass.
在马可福音那里说，主叫这些人坐在青草地上。
I think there's a significance to the fact that it's green grass.
Oh, 这里特别讲到是青草地。
It reminds me of Psalm 23, where the Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures.
就想到诗篇23篇，主叫我们躺卧在青草地上。
Green is the color of life in the Bible.
青草，绿色，在圣经里面是讲到生命。
You know, a big part of service begins with resting in life.
服事与主要的部分是我们能够得到安息在生命的里面。A
big part of service is really just bringing comfort and rest to the Lord's people.
最主要的服事是把平安、把舒服带给神的百姓。So
it was necessary for the disciples to not only witness this miracle, but to actually have a part in it.
对于门徒们，他们不单只见证了这一次神迹，而且他们参与了这一次的侍奉。
Now we turn over to John chapter 20.
我们再翻到约翰福音第20章。
Now we move on in history to the time after the Lord has been resurrected.
这里就讲到我们的主复活之后。
And I'll start reading from verse 19.
我们从第19节开始。
When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he said this, he breathed in them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上门徒所在的地方 因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说这话，就把手和轭旁指给他们看。门徒看见主就喜乐了。他们，耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说：“你们受圣灵。”
The disciples had known the Lord as a man.
门徒认识主这个人,
and now here they were shut in because they were afraid. They were in a time of testing.
哦,他们现在有一点害怕, 关起门来, 因为他们在试炼的当中,
I think they were in a time of discouragement and fear.
因为他们实在是充满了惧怕, 充满了, 一些的灰心。
And that's exactly the time that the Lord Jesus came and appeared in their midst. They had already seen him as a man, but now they saw him as the risen Lord. I think that many of us have seen the Lord in the Scriptures, and we've seen the Lord in our teaching.
在主的话里面，在主的教堂里面认识主。
But sometimes I wonder how many of us have seen the Lord.
但是我不知道有多少人你们真正见到主。
And it's exactly when we're in our own time of testing and difficulty that the Lord often appears to us in a special way.
特别是当我们自己受试炼的时候，我们的主特别的这样向我们显现。
It's also significant that the Lord said, just as the Father had sent him, that now he would send them.
主这么一说，他们说的说，父怎样差遣了我，我也要照样差遣你们，是一句重要的话。
Now in the English Bible it says that he breathed on them, but when I look into the original language, it says he breathed in them.
哦，用这里说向他们吹一口气，实在是吹气。
Every Greek, every lexicon I looked in, it says clearly that he breathed in them.
因为所有的希腊原文都说出了他吹气进到他们里面。
I honestly think that the translators didn't understand how he could breathe in them, so they just put on. I think that what happened here is that the essence of divine life began to be displayed to the disciples.
因为在那一个时刻，神属灵的生命的实质向这些门徒们呈现。
I think this was one more step in their understanding.
这是叫他们能够更深的了解。
You know, the Holy Spirit is the one who does all of the sending.
圣灵是在那里做这样的差遣的工作。
In these days, many brothers and sisters are being exhorted to go into Christian service.
今天很多弟兄姊妹都给鼓励去参加基督徒的侍奉。
In fact, every time that I meet people when I travel, they always say, Oh, Brother Sonny, how long have you been in the Lord's service?
很多人看到我就是说, Sonny弟兄啊,你服侍主服侍了多少年啊?
Ever since I got saved.
我说当我, 得救以后我就侍奉了。
We're all in the Lord's service.
因为我们在主里面都是侍奉主的。And
I understand what people mean when they ask me that question.
我知道他们问我的意思是什么。But
we're all in the Lord's service because we've all received the Holy Spirit.
我们都在主的侍奉的里面，因为我们都得到了圣灵。And
many times people kindly say, Oh, Brother Sonny, you're in full-time Christian service.
有的时候弟兄们看，哦，三年弟兄，你是全时间侍奉神的。And
I say, aren't you in full-time Christian service?
我说你也是不是全时间侍奉神的呢?
If you work 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week, you're still in full-time Christian service.
虽然你工作40个钟头，60个钟头，你仍然是全时间侍奉神的。And
we've all been, if we're sent, we can only be sent by the Holy Spirit.
You
know, a lot of people try to do something for the Lord, but they haven't been sent.
很多人他们想为主做一些事情,
a lot of times we feel obligated to go into the Lord's service, but He hasn't sent us.
哦, 很多时候我们觉得我们有责任要去侍奉神,
and I think that our being sent into the Lord's service is directly related to our seeing the Lord.
因为我们被主来差遣我们, 跟我们有没有看到主,
and I think that our bearing fruit for the Lord is directly related to our realization of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够给主结果子, 也跟我们能够领会到圣灵在我们里面直接连上关系。
This is exactly what the disciples had to learn.
这就是门徒当时所要学的。
And I think the Lord was preparing them in stages for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
为了他们能够丰满地得到圣灵, 主是一步一步地在预备他们。
Now turn over to Acts chapter 4.
我们再翻到使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4 and the first part of verse 8.
第四章第八节,
then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke.
那时彼得被圣灵充满对他们说,
and in the Greek it implies that he had recently or currently was filled with the Holy Spirit.
对,原文里面说他那个时刻被圣灵充满。
Now, my wife was saved into a Pentecostal denomination, a charismatic denomination.
我的,
don't be frightened, she's been delivered.
你们不要害怕, 她已经蒙拯救了,
and in that particular denomination, which is full of many wonderful people, by the way,